The following program is sponsored by Wade's RV. Welcome to RV Camping with Little Wade on News 102.3 KRMG.
Your RV guide for Oklahoma and beyond.
Give us a call at 918-460-KRMG. Text your questions to 95920. Now let's hit the road.
Good afternoon and welcome to RV Camping with Lil Wade. It's News 102.3 and AM 740 KRMG. I'm Skyler Cooper.
And I'm Lil Wade.
Welcome to the show, guys. It's kind of a rainy day, but you know, I kind of like days like this.
I do too. And if you're out there camping, you could sit underneath the awning. You could sit inside with the windows open and play cards. That's what I always did when we were at the lake and it started raining.
I was just explaining to someone this morning about that it's one of my favorite types of weather. It was actually before the rain started, but just that cool morning feel. It reminds me of some of my favorite times camping at Little Sahara. And when you wake up, it's cool enough that you kind of want a hoodie on, but you can still wear shorts, drink coffee outside. I don't know. I like a good rainy day, but I do get sick of it after if it's around for a few days. But we had a great spring break, like beautiful weather all week. So I'm fine with this.
Yeah. And I was talking to Steph about this last week, actually. I love how Oklahoma truly has all four seasons. It's like right when you know, when it's cold, you're like, oh, I'm getting tired of the cold. And then it kind of changes. And then talking about the spring weather and the rain, you're like, oh, I'm kind of getting tired of this, you know, weather. And then it gets hot. So
and then
I really enjoy that.
Yeah, versus northern states, there's like 6 months of hardcore winter.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I could never live
in Chicago. It's like negative 30.
And occasionally Oklahoma will give you all of that in one day.
Exactly.
So that can happen too. But I think it's okay. And people really, like you said, if you're camping in this, it's cool because you can have the shelter of an RV or whatever you've out on the awning outside the RV, but still kind of enjoy it. And then wait for the sun the next day, which is not happening here tomorrow. It's rain again.
Nah.
So what are we talking about today?
So today we're going to talk about buying used RVs. And also you want to stay tuned in because we're going to talk about the five different types of RV parks that you'll discover when you're out RVing.
Oh, different types. Cool. I actually don't know much about that. So if you've got questions along the way or if you want to tell us some of your camping stories or want to chime in any way, text us at 95920. Just text whatever you want to say to 95920 or you can call us 918-460-KRMG. 918-460-5764.
That's right. In the fourth segment, we'll ask Daddy-O a question if you have a question. So text that in now so we have enough time to get him prepared. Buying a used RV from a dealership and why it's better than buying it from a private seller. What do you think about that, Isaac?
Well, you know, there's a lot of advantages to going with a used RV. So obviously, you know, dealerships have new and we carry used because we take trade-ins and we have people will come and consign their RV and sometimes we'll even hit the auctions and we'll buy an RV that way. So, you know, going with a used RV, if you can find a nice one that you like, that can save you a lot of money, but there can also be some extra hassle to going with used RVs. And so, you know, depending on where you're looking for it, if you're looking for it on Craigslist or Facebook versus just going to a dealership.
Yeah. So speaking of looking at RVs on Craigslist or Facebook Marketplace, you can kind of meet somebody that takes you out in the middle of nowhere and you're like, where the heck is this? Where am I going to look at this RV? And if you're a first time buyer, do you know what you're looking for? And is the individual seller going to be honest with you? I think that's a lot of concerns that, you know, you want to get dialed in before you think about going out there and buying a used RV on Craigslist or Marketplace. And speaking of that, I think, was it 2 years ago? We made this little jingle.
Hey, my friends, checking out RVs. Wade's got the deals. Let's go. Put on a new, I bet we can find one to fit your every need. And now I'm singing like I need an RV. Wade's RV's got the one for me. Now I'm singing like I need an RV.
That's funny. We recorded this about 2 years ago, and
We'll do for Facebook likes.
Yeah. Who would have known 2 years later we're playing this on the radio?
What was that, Ed Sheeran? What are you covering there?
That was an Ed Sheeran.
Wow, good catch. Yeah.
Yeah.
That little parody.
Yeah. It was an RV parody to Ed Sheeran.
So really, it can be something that can make a big difference in your whole experience, not just making the purchase, but after. If you go to some shady dude in a parking lot in the middle of the night, or... which is why they
always. Well, actually, you mentioned that, and think about this, just scheduling a time.
Yeah.
You know, if you're buying from an individual seller, it's you're going to have to figure out a time to go meet them. Where are you going to meet them? Then it's your drive time. Then what if they're 10 minutes late? Or what if it's out at the country in their house and you don't know where you're going?
Yeah.
So just for the fact that it'd be so much more convenient to just go to a dealership.
Yeah. What if they were, you know, on the way to meet you and they had a flat tire? Or they had something pop up and they forgot to let you know and you're on your way to go see them. And then you're like, hey, I'm here. And they're like, oh, I forgot to tell you. We can't make it anymore.
I've actually had that happen where I try to meet with somebody to sell something. It's not, you know, this caliber, but they just don't show. And like, oh, yeah, I had to work late. Like, did you remember we were going to do this today and you didn't want to tell me? Like, people are not very considerate of your time.
Yeah. So let's go down to the list here of things that you want to think about before just diving out there and buying a RV from an individual, a used RV. So on here I have another point is going to RV dealership is better, you know, to look for a used than going through a private seller because a salesman can, you know, take you out there based on your needs, you know, let you see all the different options that you have available after they sit down and listen to everything that you need. What do you have to kind
of absolutely. So you go to a dealership, you can see, you don't have to just look at that one. You can generally, you know, Wade's RV will have 4, 5, maybe even 10 types of just one used trailer. So if a 10 fifth wheels that are used and, you know, in all different price ranges, or if you're looking for a trailer or a motorhome, we have multiple used ones. So you kind of have your pick. And you can also, and the nice thing is you can see, okay, so this one's a little bit cleaner than the other one. So you can kind of get an idea of, you know, what condition you'd like to buy and how much, you know, how much work you want to put into one. If you're going to buy one that needs a little, you know, TLC, or if you want one that's kind of just like new, maybe it only has, you know, 10 or 15,000 miles on it if you're getting a motorhome.
Yeah. And here's another good point that we have on this line right here for ideas to, or things to keep in mind. You have a salesman at the lot and we always get trade-ins. We get consignments. We go to the auction. So we could be your eyes and ears and watch out for unit.
If you show up at the lot and, you know, they don't quite have exactly what you love and, you know, you want to get something that you love. You don't want to just compromise that. So your salesman, you can build a relationship with him and he can be or she can be looking out for you and kind of seeing what's coming into the market or what maybe potentially is going to get traded in. And maybe that's that perfect camper that you've been looking for. And you just have to be a little patient, maybe wait a month.
Is there something in the RV world like there are with cars with, I don't know, certified RVs or quality used? Is there a way to feel more relaxed that you're buying a used one from, say, Wade's RV instead of some guy because you guys have looked through it?
So we don't have a, I guess, quote, certified RV program. But what we do is we... when you pick it out and it's used, we'll take it through the shop. We have a 41-point inspection that we do. Also, just say you don't want to do that. You want to buy it as is. We must do a gas and light check before we give that to you. And that's a huge safety feature. If you're out there buying a used RV, you want to make sure the gas lines are not leaking and everything's working properly.
Yeah, and a private seller isn't going to be able to do that for you properly.
Absolutely. We've got some calls coming in. We've got a text as well. We need to take a break. We're going to come to those as soon as we get back. And more RV Camping with Little Wade after this break. It's News 102.3 and AM 740 KRMG.
Welcome back to RV Camping with Little Wade on News 102.3 KRMG. Text your questions to 95920 or give us a call at 918-460-KRMG. Now let's get back to the show.
Welcome back. You're listening to RV Camping with Lil Wade. It's News 102.3 and AM 740 KRMG. I'm Skyler Cooper in the studio with Mr. Lil Wade. And earlier this hour, we're talking about different ways you can buy RVs, used RVs. And so people might end up on Craigslist or some other site going to look at one in the middle of nowhere. And we're just kind of talking about how going somewhere that actually sells used RVs like you guys would be not only to me, I'm just immediately, I go to the Sketchville thing. Like, I don't want to just go meet someone with an RV, but I'd rather go to a dealership where you guys kind of know what you're doing and you've looked through it and you know it's safe and it's good to go. And you're also not creepers.
Yeah, we're really just highlighting the benefits of buying a used RV from a dealer as opposed to a private seller.
Yeah, there's just a lot of advantages. You can see a lot of different RVs that are used. Plus, we'll check it out for you. We'll make sure it's safe. We'll clean it, that kind of thing.
We do have a quick call on the line. We want to talk to Bob. Bob's got a question about renting RVs. Bob, what's your question? Bob, are you there? All right. Well, he wants to know about renting an RV. So there are some options that you can go through. And Isaac, you were looking this up. What's the best way someone could rent an RV?
Yeah. So I don't think locally we do any rentals in town. I don't think actually any dealer does any rentals. But I know that you can go through Cruise America, which is a national rental company. And they buy good quality RVs. And, you know, you'll see them out at the national parks. You'll see them in Yosemite. You'll see them in Zion. You'll see them up in Yellowstone. And you'll see their big red letters, cruiseamerica.com.
Oh, yeah. I've noticed one cruising down Highway 75 just right past our dealership headed towards Texas just a couple days ago.
Probably going down to Galveston.
Probably. For the spring break time.
But if someone rents one, they might end up actually liking it and deciding to get one on their own.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, most likely you'll
fall
in love
with it.
That
was my line. I forgot it. Thanks for picking that up for me, Skylar.
I found it over here.
Yeah. And if you rent that RV from Cruise America, you might love RVing. You'll come see Little Wade of Wade's RV. That was my plug for the day.
That's it.
We've also got a text at 95920. You can get your questions in now or your comments. 918-460-KRMG, 460-5764 at the text board. Someone wants to know about four-wheel drive RVs, and I guess that would be a Class B because you're driving it, right?
Yeah, it kind of looks like a van. That's what a Class B, if you want to visualize
They make a few
it.
Class Cs yeah. that are four-wheel drive, but yeah. really exciting news.
Ooh, spoiler alert.
Yeah, maybe I shouldn't.
Tell them.
Okay, Wade's RV is getting four-wheel drive Class Bs.
Yes. Class B looks like a van, a souped-up van.
But you'll be able to take it out into the boondocks.
And you could use the bathroom in it and shower and sleep and cook. I love it.
I like that, too, because you're not just stuck with going to a park where you've got to kind of back in and you're on a slab, but you can drive it. When I think RV camping in its truest sense, I want to go somewhere like completely off the grid.
Absolutely.
And this will get you there.
Especially with a motorhome.
Right.
So out west, you'll be driving by these beautiful places out in Utah, but you're like, do I want to turn down there? Because I'm not sure if I go, will I be able to get back?
Ah. Yeah. So you'll have to turn around. If you can't turn around, you're going to have, hopefully, somebody with you outside directing you to back all the way out of that road that you just went down. I've been there.
Do any Class Cs or motorhomes, do they have backup cameras on them now?
They do, but I mean, when you're backing down a single lane road, you don't know. And if, like, maybe it's hilly, you don't know if a car's coming,
Yeah.
So I won't disclose names, but there's a guy at Wade's RV who once took a 35-foot Super C, which is kind of like a semi-platformed Class C, and he took it down a logging road near Hot Springs, Arkansas, and almost got it stuck.
Was it Willie D?
It actually wasn't Willie D, but I wouldn't...
Was it Isaac?
That wouldn't surprise me. It wasn't me either.
Oh, okay.
You're close.
Cool. Well, let's get back on subject with this buying from a dealer versus a private seller. So on here, next on the list is financing. Isaac, you know a little bit about financing.
Yeah. Once upon a time, I actually did the financing at an RV dealership.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a big learning experience for me. I did it for a while. And it was nice to kind of see that side of the business and kind of get to know the people on that level, because I'd sold RVs before, but I hadn't really sold them the banking side of it. So there's, that's kind of one of the advantages to just going to a dealership looking for a used RV, because we know exactly what kind of financing those things can get. So a new RV, typically it's pretty standard. You can get 144 months, but with a used RV, the banks take a lot of things into account. So we'll be able to decipher exactly what your options are, and you'll know exactly what your budget can be when you're going in and looking for it.
Yeah, and I like that. What about other things that when you're in the finance office, so you get the loan nailed out, you know exactly which loan you're going to go with for your used RV. What about warranties?
Yeah, so
extended services?
Because at Wade's, we'll run your used RV through the shop, and we'll check it out and make sure it's safe, plus make sure that you've got a good, reliable working RV, mm-hmm. we can actually get you extended warranty for several years. So you don't have to worry about big expenses coming out of pocket in case, disaster strikes and your fridge goes out or something like that.
Yeah, that's right. So the process would be go to Wade's, pick out the used RV with your salesman, go to the finance department, figure out which financing option you know, like fits you and your needs.
Yeah,
and
fits your budget.
Yeah, fits your budget. And then you pick out an extended warranty.
Yeah, because there's multiple options for that. You can go 2 year if you think you're only going to keep your RV for a little bit, or you can go 5 year if you think you'll really stay with this one camper for a while.
There's something that caught me off guard that you guys probably tell customers, but I've bought a number of four-wheelers in my lifetime, and the laws changed. Like, and I don't know how RVing goes into this, but with new four-wheelers now, you actually have to register them like a vehicle with the state, pay everything, because used to be it just wasn't really looked at, and so the state realized they were losing money on all that. And so the last time I bought one, it was kind of an impulse.
Man.
Yeah, it was an impulse thing. Not long after I had sold the previous one, and I decided to get back into the game. And then when I decided, no, I don't want to do this, and was selling it 3 months later, they said, you can't sell it until it's actually in your name. So you have to go do the title thing. You have to do all of that and get everything covered. And it has to have insurance now on an ATV. What's that like in the RV world?
Oh, man, I've heard. So my office is about two doors down from the finance director's office, and so they have all the meetings in there and stuff, and I hear a lot of issues about people trading in their RVs or something, or we might have bought an RV or took an RV in on consignment, and there's title issues.
Yeah.
So that does happen, and that's another scary thing.
Yeah, so the nice thing is you don't have to have that headaches. We can let Roger and Brennan in the finance office have those headaches.
Yeah, that's the dealership's responsibility. To make
sure we're by
that's
law, we have to
of.
Make sure that's taken care of within 30 days.
Gotcha. Yeah, that was definitely the ball was dropped in my world on the ATV side. But I should say also the insurance thing, that was if it's finance, they require insurance.
Absolutely.
Now, if you bought it, then that's your call. But
yeah,
with financing, that's an issue.
Yeah, so that was a good point, Skylar. Thanks for bringing that up. And then
yeah, you can actually get RV insurance with us at Wade's RV. We have a purchasing option for that in the finance office when you're going through and just wrapping up your closing. You can get a quote for RV insurance, and then also you can go through your insurance provider.
Yeah. So another great thing is when you do business with a dealership, you have other options. Like we have indoor and outdoor storage. A lot of people buy RVs and HOAs or whatever. Just not enough room. They can't store it. So,
or you've got the cranky next door neighbor.
Yeah.
Who just doesn't want to see your trailer parked out front.
Yeah. I lived in a neighborhood with HOA in California. They would send pictures and they'd take a picture and put it in your mailbox of if you parked out front for too long by the curb.
I wish I could do that. There's no rules in my neighborhood.
It's the Wild West.
Wish I could do that. Folks, we need to take a quick break, guys. We're going to check the news and see how much longer it's going to rain in the KRMG 24-hour Fox News Center with Burt Williams. And when we come back, more of your calls and questions. Text us at 95920. Call us 918-460-5764. And when we get back, we're going to talk about the places you can stay in your RV, the five different types of RV parks. You're listening to RV Camping with Little Wade on News 102.3 and AM 740 KRMG.
This is RV Camping with Lil Wade on News 102.3 KRMG. Join the show by calling 918-460-KRMG or text us at 95920. Now back to the show.
Welcome back. You're listening to RV Camping with Lil Wade. It's News 102.3 and AM 740 KRMG. I'm Skylar Cooper in the studio with Lil Wade and Isaac. And today, guys, really kind of just going through those differences of buying an RV used, if you're going to buy one used, at somewhere like Wade's RV at a dealership, or if you go out and meet someone from a website, there's a lot you're missing if you buy from an individual.
Yeah, you're missing out on a safer experience. A dealer, you know, you have more options to look at a dealership.
Yeah, variety.
Variety. New, and then you get an idea, hey, new, used, what is it, you know, the difference? You get a better idea.
Yeah, a lot of times we have campers that you spend just a little bit more per month and you get into a new one sometimes too.
Yeah.
One of the things that really would strike me as a user and a consumer, what I want from that experience is someone with the knowledge. Because if it's I would imagine, you guys can correct me, but I would imagine a lot of your customers are kind of new at this and they don't know all the ins and outs. So they need someone to walk them through the ins and outs of not only the purchase, but how to use the thing and how to care for the thing, how to store it, all of that. And that's what I would need, is really the education.
Yes. And another thing is service after the sale. That's why you want to partner up with a good dealership that matches your criteria. And what you're talking about, new customer orientation. We do that. We call it some people call it a demo, a walkthrough. We do that at Wade's RV.
Now, what if, just to play the other side of the coin, what if you do know what you're doing? Can you not make someone go through that if they've already done that?
Well, we like to do that with everybody just because, say, you had a travel trailer, you had the entry-level Aspen Trail, and then you were going up to a fifth wheel. More options, more buttons, more things that you need to learn.
Toes differently.
The thing is they all have the same components, but those components are sometimes located in just the most random places. So you still need someone who went through the RV and kind of checked it out before you got there to kind of show you where everything's at on it, because it's not just simply laid out, and sometimes there's not a map of where everything is on the RV.
So if you have questions or comments, text us at 95920 or call us 918-460-KRMG. 918-460-5764. And guys, you also brought me a list that I think is really cool. The five types of RV parks. So I didn't know there were types. I knew there were different areas. But what are the five types? And let's go through them one by one.
The first is going to be a state park. So a good place to go RVing would be a state park. And why would you like to go camping in a state park, Isaac?
Well, you know, they're close by most of the time. We can get to several state parks around Tulsa within an hour. You know, and it's nice to support the state parks. You know, they can do a lot of their conservation work because they charge a small fee for that campsite, you know. So you're helping out nature, you're helping out the ecosystem there.
Yeah, so it's going to be more affordable. We have Arkansas, we have Missouri close by, and we have a lot of state parks in Oklahoma. So there's a lot of options with camping at state parks.
Yeah, there's world-class national parks in Arkansas, Hot Springs.
There's some different opinion on, you know, how the state runs certain things, but in my experience going to state parks versus private land is people will be there. You have someone around. If, you know, like you said, they might be collecting a fee, but they're there if you have questions and can help you with things. And that also means if people are there, it might be better kept. There's not going to be trash everywhere. The grass in areas that should be mowed will be mowed. The parking lots are maintained, that kind of thing.
That's right. And number two, it's going to be national parks.
Yes, national parks.
Those are for sure going to be maintained.
Yeah, absolutely. But then again, you'll see like a lot of like critters running around like stealing garbage sometimes.
Well, that can be part of the fun, right? You get a raccoon absolutely. Coming up, getting in the cooler. But you don't want it to be a bear if you're driving far away.
I've seen several bears out there.
Have you? Where?
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, like Lake Tahoe or Yosemite or up in the eastern Sierras, like Mammoth Lakes area.
You've seen some of the big ones.
Yeah, well, just little brown bears. They honestly remind me of dogs.
No, I mean big parks. But
yeah, big parks, yeah. No big bears.
Okay.
Well, just medium-sized bears.
They have like small brown bears down by Broken Bow, right?
I think they do.
Yeah, there's bears around here. I've never seen one face to face, but I imagine that would be terrifying. I found a baby snake in my driveway and was freaked out. Are you kidding me? I don't see a bear.
Yeah, I'd start screaming like a little schoolgirl.
I was filming the snake, and the neighbor's dog came up to the fence and was wondering, what am I doing? So I'm videoing, and then you hear this bark, and the camera, because the dog bark scared me. I thought the snake was jumping.
Yeah. Speaking of critters, I remember camping one time. My grandma had to chase off a raccoon. It was scary. Those things are vicious.
So national parks, I imagine there's probably a fee to stay at those too, but they're going to be really nice and a lot of options. And I would imagine that they've kind of spawned other growth around them. So there may be some other things to do, not just in the park, but near the park.
Absolutely. There's so much to do. And, you know, when you're looking for an RV site at a national park, it can be a little bit harder to book. Because obviously they're so popular. And think about this. You don't just have people in America wanting to go to these parks. People all around the world want to enjoy these parks. So you've got a lot of people from Europe and a lot of people from Asia coming here looking to spend a week in Yosemite or a week up at Yellowstone or up on the coast on Maine. So these spots can book up really quick. But they have an option for you. They have a first come, first serve most of the time at these places.
Yeah. So, was it the guy they had that we repaired their motorhome? Were they from Germany?
I think they were, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they actually had their motorhome shipped over here, and unfortunately, someone rear-ended them.
Oh.
Yeah, and it really put a damper on their trip. They had to have it in our shop for like 3 months because this is actually kind of cool. Wade's is probably the only dealer in the Midwest that will do this, that will order up the parts from Germany, have them, you know, have them go through all the customs and go through the freighters and go through the shipping, and then get them here and then actually put your RV back together, even though you know, it's from a totally different continent. It's been engineered in a different language, but they're willing to go to the trouble and put that back together for them.
Yeah, so that was a huge learning experience on our part.
People came from Germany, shipped an RV to go camping in the U.S.
Yes. Yeah, they were doing the, I think they were doing the Route 66 tour.
That is correct.
Chicago to L.A.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I have a quick question. I want to back up just for a second to state parks. We talk a lot about some of the areas that are close to here, Grand Lake being one of those. A lot of places up there, are there state parks or is that private stuff?
Well, some of those, I'd have to look at the map to answer that correctly, but
I think one of them is at least a state park in the guide you brought us. But I know there's a ton of places.
Yeah, it's a mix. And, you know, around any of these natural, like, tourist attractions, there's going to be several private spots just with...
Yeah, like on Keystone, there is a resort that's privately owned, but they rent it from... The Corps of Engineers.
Yeah, all the land is owned by the Corps of Engineers out there.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Jellystone. And that I would consider that not just a private park like a KOA, but that's kind of like a kid-friendly resort. You know, it's got the water park. It's got the – I don't know what those big rubber trampoline things out on the lake are, but
– they're called like a Whoppet or something like that.
What?
Yeah. I think that's okay. So at Jellystone State Park,
it's like a big inflatable, but it's out on the water.
Oh, right,
like
right.
I think they call it a Whoppet or something. I've seen but it's an inflatable. It's really awesome.
My application to those is when you put one person on one side, then the other guy jumps and shoots you in the air.
There's probably a lot of YouTube videos featuring that turning into a complete disaster.
Oh, exactly. I'm sure. Belly flops and back flops.
Yeah. So we have state parks, national parks, and private RV parks. So this is going to be like your KOAs.
What's KOA?
Campground of America.
Yeah.
They're like one of the largest franchised RV parks in the country. I think they are the largest, but you can pretty much always depend on like KOA is your McDonald's. Like they're the same no matter where you go.
And they're the cleanest probably.
You can say that, but they're still ran by people. So I have unfortunately been in a KOA that's been dirty, but for the most part, they're really amazing.
Yeah.
Well, there's also dirty McDonald's. Let's be fair.
Yeah, you're right. But I'm saying for the most part, they have really strict guidelines.
We're already going to get emails. KOA is not like McDonald's.
We don't have Big Macs.
Yeah. So like at a KOA, you're going to find some amenities like, you know, bike rentals. They're going to have some sort of supply store, like a gift shop or a swimming pool, hot tubs.
They'll have laundry, shuttle service.
Mm-hmm. Frisbee golf. They'll have probably a frisbee golf.
I'm so bad at that, but it's fun.
Speaking of that, Isaac, you love playing frisbee golf, huh?
I do. I'm not that great, but a couple years back, me and my friends got really into it, and we decided to make a YouTube channel. And so now we feature pro disc golf tournaments on our YouTube channel. And that actually, it's a big thing in the RV world. Like a lot of people that RV, they disc golf.
I played over by Riverside at the old one there. And then there's one at Hakey Creek Park in Bixby. Have you been to that one?
I have, yeah.
Is that okay? Creek.
Yeah, it's good, yeah. Yeah, and then there's some out like in Cleveland. There's Fayote. Then there's Mohawk Park, obviously.
Right. Guys, we got a question, or actually rather just a comment about exactly what we're talking about here. 95920, as far as good places to go camping. With your RV, they say U.S. Forestry Service has campgrounds that are great. They're less crowded, usually, than the national ones, they say. And they have something called the Golden Passport Card that gets you a 50% discount. So that might be worth looking into.
I'm going to have to look that up.
It might be something we can feature on your Facebook page at Wade's RV.
I wonder if the Golden Passport is the same thing as the little passport that they give you. And it's like it's a fun activity for the kids. And if they give you a stamp at every state park. Actually, I have two stamps right here, one from Osage.
Oh, yes. You've seen
on the back
this.
Of my phone.
Could very well be. It's RV Camping with Little Wade on KRMG. I'm Skyler Cooper. We've got more of these RV places that you need to go coming up. But first, we need to squeeze in a quick break. And if you've got questions, text us right now, 95920.
Hurry up.
Or call 918-460-KRMG. We're back in just a couple of minutes on News 102.3 KRMG.
You're listening to RV Camping with Little Wade on News 102.3 KRMG. Get your questions in now, 918-460-KRMG or text 95920. Buckle up and let's get going.
Welcome back. It's RV Camping with Little Wade, News 102.3 and AM 740 KRMG. Get your questions in. It's our final segment, and we don't have any technical questions just yet, Little Wade, so we won't be getting the RV doc on the line. But if you've got those, we got to get them in here. And even if you're just out sitting in an RV right now, enjoying kind of the cooler day and the little rain that's passing through, text us and let us know where you're at, because we're talking about the great places to stay around Oklahoma and near areas. Five different types of RV parks. So let us know. Text us at 95920. Earlier in the hour, if you missed any of the show, go to krmg.com and you can find the RV Camping podcast, and you'll be able to catch up on all of our past shows and today's show from there. Earlier, guys, we were talking about the differences in buying RVs versus buying from used RVs from you guys at a dealership or from buying from an individual. There's a lot of differences.
There is a lot of differences, and there's a lot of upside and just more benefits to buy from a RV dealer. And speaking of that, it looks like the rain is lifted a little bit. So get out there. The weather, it's a nice, cool weather to get out.
Yeah, going out to Wade's RV.
Yeah, 161st and Highway 75. Tell them Little Wade sent you.
Yeah, we've got it all.
So we have a couple more on the list. Earlier, we were talking about these places to stay in your RV, the five types of parks. We went over state parks, which there's a lot of great ones very near here. You don't have to drive too far. And if you do drive out to Arkansas, Missouri, probably Texas, there's some places where you can go that's not too far away. Also have national parks. Isaac, you were saying you've been to some of the big ones. Yellowstone. What was the one in Utah?
Oh, there's like Arches out there.
Yeah, yeah.
There's Zion.
Oh, and you went to Tahoe as well, right?
Yeah, Lake Tahoe. There's the Sierras. There's Yosemite, the Redwoods.
A lot of good places if you're willing to take the long drive, and in which case, you know, to me, I think that's the motorhome kind of thing, but people might pull something out there.
Yeah, you could take a long road trip with a fifth wheel travel trailer or motorhome. It's just kind of all about your preference.
We also talked about some private parks, KOAs. Did you say camping? What was that? Campgrounds of America?
Yeah, yes. Campgrounds of America.
Yeah.
So I guess that's probably parks that are members of this chain or group.
Yeah, it's a franchise that you can buy into.
Gotcha. And now we have two more on the list, so let's talk about resorts.
Yeah, so resorts are going to be like something like Jellystone State Park at Keystone Lake.
Yeah, there's more kid-friendly resorts, and then there's like some golf resorts. There's a lot of those places in Arizona where you can take a motor home and you know, play a week's worth of golf. And then even Disney has several different RV resorts for each type of RV.
Yeah, we're talking about Disneyland and Disney World.
Yeah, they don't leave you dry.
They don't. And I believe this is also goes into the fifth one, casinos. I know some casinos are kind of building it to where it kind of touches it like the resort feel, you know, the atmosphere, because they'll be close by the golf course. It'll be you know,
yeah, they've got the pools, plus they've got the gaming, they've got the shows, they've got comedy, they've got live music.
And you could just ride a golf
cart. And when
car.
You drive by casinos so often, you see just motorhomes parked in the parking lot. But now, you know, like the Hard Rock, a lot of places are offering actual dedicated sites with, you know, the plumbing and the water and the electric hookups.
It's a great way for people who are maybe on the road to a national park. They can stop somewhere and stay and have stuff to
do. That's absolutely it, man. It's a nice, just quick little pit stop or layover at a safe place, you know? You're not just finding a, you know, a truck stop or something like that. You're able to stop in a, you know, a vacation-oriented place.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of RVers parked at River Spirit. Mm-hmm. I live pretty close by them, like, and their parking lots usually has about three or four RVs, motorhomes, or some fifth wheels out in the parking lot.
We're curious if people are out camping right now listening to us. We got a text at 95920. They're listening from Jones, Oklahoma.
Hi from Jones, Oklahoma. Thanks for listening today. I really appreciate you.
They're down by OKC, so I don't know if they're camping at the moment or not, but it'd be a good weekend for it, even though it's raining. If someone had set up yesterday when it was 70 and beautiful, and then today they can kind of enjoy. To me, I might be kind of a loner on this, but I like rainy mornings. It makes you not want to get out of bed. You know, it's just relaxing. But then if it clears out later, like we might get a break today, but kind of expect more rain. It'll be just a nice chill day to be out somewhere. Kind of the end of spring break. We got really lucky this year, right? With just a wonderful 60s and 70s in the afternoon, spring break. It's raining today, but it was a good week.
Yeah, it was a great week. It's nice and cool during the day, and then kind of gets colder in the evening.
Today would probably be a good day for fishing.
Absolutely. Yes.
Yeah. What kind of fishing?
I don't know. That's up to you.
Crappie?
You want to go later?
Yeah. So, and then like all the activities with this weather and RV camping, just like we said earlier, Isaac is a disc golf dude. He knows all about it. I'm going to plug him real quick. Go to his YouTube channel and check it out. It's impressive. GK Pro. Go to YouTube and check it out, at GK Pro.
Yeah, we host professional disc golf tournaments, all the top players in the world.
Which I've noticed, so the state parks, they're starting to have
a lot of them courses. In Oklahoma have disc golf.
Yeah.
You know, so they all have baskets, full 18 holes.
Yeah. So, and that's just, you know, getting outside, getting unplugged, that's what I get excited about. And, you know, just take advantage of it. And our state parks, I don't know if it's still like this. I do remember at one time there was like a budget issue and they were thinking about closing down some state parks.
Right.
But I'm hopeful that since RVing is more mainstream and it's more popular, that you guys are getting out there and you're taking advantage and using all of the state parks, national parks, private parks, resorts, and the casinos.
Absolutely. RV Camping with Little Wade. We're out of time for the week, guys. Good seeing you, Isaac and Little Wade. Back next week at noon on News 102.3 KRNG.
Tell them Little Wade sent you.